Now, aren't you glad Jesus passed by? Here's what I like about that song. It says, when he passed by, what a change. Hey, amen. I didn't turn over a new leaf. It didn't come because, you know, I just, you know, got the latest, you know, Dr. Phil book and read it and my life was, no. Jesus changed my life. Yep. And he's the only one that has the power or the ability to change a man's life. And you say, well, what is it? They just sung about it. It's just grace. That's all I can say. Amazing grace. That's all I can say. And it's because he wiped my tears away. He saved my soul. He forgave me. And now I'm going to make the choice, as he preached about this morning, to follow him. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. Take your Bibles, go to the book of Genesis, chapter number 22. Genesis, chapter number 22. And give you the thought the Lord's laid upon my heart for this evening. Thought it was for last week and ended up not getting to preach on Sunday night. And so I'm gonna throw it out there tonight, okay? And so I pray it'll be a help and a blessing to you. Genesis chapter number 22, when you find your place, if you're willing and able, I want to ask you to stand. We'll give reverence as we honor the reading of that, of the Word of God tonight. Genesis chapter number 22. Skip down to verse number 9. Genesis chapter number 22 and verse number 9. Genesis chapter number 22 and verse number 9 this evening. Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 9. If you're there and you're with me, would you let it know by saying amen? Amen. The Bible says, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there. And he laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God, Lord. Thank you for the good singing, Lord. Thank you for just the good service we had this morning. God, all that you've done up to this point, Lord, we bless you. We praise you for it. We give all credit unto thee, for thou alone are worthy of it. God, it's nothing we've done. It's just your goodness and grace in our lives, and we bless your name for it. Lord, I do pray tonight as we open thy word. Lord, I pray that you would do what only thou can do. I pray, God, you make preaching easy tonight. Give me strength. Give me the ability to do what you've called me to do. God, help me to say what you'd have me to say. God, what you've allowed me to see. Lord, I do pray you would help me to relay the message. And God, I pray if there be one here tonight that does not know you personally. They know about you. They've heard of you, but they don't know you on a personal level. They've never come into that relationship with thee. They've never been born again. They've never been saved. I pray tonight be the night that they would turn from their sin, repent of their sin, and cry out unto thee for salvation. And may tonight be the night that they would go from death unto life, from a child of the devil to a child of the King. We do pray. Thank you for what you're doing here in our church, and Lord, in our hearts and lives, we bless your name for it, Lord. We thank you what you're about to do, and we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Give me a fresh touch and a fresh anointing, and we'll not fail to give you all the credit, for you alone are worthy of it. In Christ's high and holy name, I do humbly pray, and all of God's people said, amen and amen. You can be seated. Thank you so much for standing. My voice, I don't know how long it's going to hold up. So boys, y'all help me out back there. Crank me up. Don't get me too loud now. But crank me up where they can hear me, okay? Genesis chapter number 22 tonight is one of the most familiar passages within the Bible. It's one of the favorite chapters within the Bible, not because it's more important or any of that, but because they're all good. But here in Genesis chapter number 22, we watch as Abraham's faith is put to the test. It's put to the test, and it comes to the climax, if you will, where Abraham, he would offer up his son, his only son Isaac, as a sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, if you study the life of Abraham, you'll find that Abraham, he is the father, or what is known as the father of the Jewish nation. He's the one whom God called, who God chose to birth forth the nation, his people. He gave him the promise, and you know the story, that God made a covenant with Abraham, and he made that covenant, that promise that he would bless him, that he would bless his seed, make of thee a great nation, multiply thy seed as the sand of the sea. God said, I'll bless them that bless thee. I'll curse them that curse thee. You better look up in here, and if there was a message that Joe Biden needs to get a hold of tonight, he needs to get a hold of the covenant that God made with his people, and that with Abraham. Listen, I believe in standing with the people of God, don't you? And listen, I believe standing with Israel tonight. Somebody say amen. Not because of us, but because God said to. That's for no other reason. He said to. He said, well, I don't always agree. It's not about you agreeing with them. It's about you agreeing with God. God said, I'll bless them that bless thee. I'll curse them that curse thee. The day that America turns her back on Israel will be the day that America goes downward, not upward, but downward, because of the word of God. And so God fulfilled his promise as he said he would. And aren't you glad for a faithful God? Aren't you glad for a God who, if he said he's going to do it, he will do it? He's faithful, and I bless his name. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. Sarah, when she was 90, I mean, when it looked like impossible, like it never would happen, God blessed her, and Abraham with a son. Isaac was his name. He was the promised one. But if you study the life of Abraham, what you'll find is that you'll find Abraham is mentioned all throughout the Word of God. I'm talking about from the calling of Abraham, when God called him out of the land of the Chaldeans. I mean, all those things where God blessed and God said, I want you to leave and head out to a place. Didn't even tell him where he was going. All those things where Abraham chose to follow God. But yet, when you get to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter number 11, what is known as the Hall of Faith, you'll find that when it's talking about Abraham, when his slot in the Hall of Faith is mentioned, it talks nothing of all those other things that Abraham's mentioned for, all those other things that Abraham did throughout his life. But what is mentioned, when you think of the life of Abraham and when God records him in the Hall of Faith, it's what takes place in Genesis chapter 22. When Abraham would take his only son Isaac up that mountain and be willing to lay down his only son and sacrifice him unto the Lord. That's Genesis chapter number 22. You know the story. God instructs Abraham to take his only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him up there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I'll tell thee of. Same thing again. God don't even tell him which mountain it's going to be. He says, you just head up there. He doesn't even tell him. You say, why would he not tell him? Well, I'm not God, and I'm not even going to try to attempt to explain why God does what God does when God does it. I'm not going to say that, but I will say sometimes, instead of telling you, how many would agree tonight that sometimes it's better for God to show you instead of tell you? See, sometimes God can tell us some things and we just, well, you know, but it's better when God shows us. God don't tell him, he shows him. And so in verse number 3, without hesitation, without doubting, without question, he does as God commanded him, and he rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac, and then clave the wood and headed out to the place of which God had told him of. By the way, I think it's interesting, Abraham never questions God. How many would agree tonight it would do us a whole bit of good? And I'm gonna need a good hearty amen right here, all right? It would do us a whole lot of bit of good if we just go ahead and just do what God says and quit trying to question God and fight with God and say, well, you know, why? We are why generation, ain't we? I mean, everybody's wanting to know why this and why that. And can I say this to you? It's better off you don't even know why, and you don't need to know why sometimes. You just need to do what God said to do. Amen. God will show you why along the way. Yes, And so Abraham, he follows God. He was faithful to the word of God. And we find in verse number four, when they get to where they're going, and by the way, when you follow the will of God and the word of God for your life, you will get where you are supposed to go. Amen. Amen. And they get to the place on the third day, the Bible says. Abraham lifted up his eyes, saw the place afar off. Verse 5, it's where I want to get to. In verse number 5, it says that when they get to the place where they're going, Abraham says to his young men, y'all stay here, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. But notice this. Notice what he says. He says, and come again unto you. Time out. I'm bragging on Abraham tonight. I'm talking about Abraham following God. I'm talking about Abraham being in the hall of faith. I'm talking about Abraham not even questioning God, trusting God, following God. And he climbs this mountain, him and his only son. They go up on that mountain. He's got the wood, I mean everything. But before he leaves and heads that way, he turns and tells them others standing there, he says, listen, y'all stay right here. Me and this lad's going to go worship, but we'll come again unto you. Did he forget what God had just told him? He said, I want you to go sacrifice your only son. Last time I checked, when that means when you sacrifice something about to die. Right? Something about to die. And his only son's the one he's supposed to be sacrificing. I mean, has he forgot what God has said? Or what does he mean when he says, we'll come again? That's what I want to deal with for a few moments tonight. And I'm going to be quick if you'll hang with me, all right? Now, Abraham, what he's known for is what takes place here in Genesis chapter 22. And here's what I want you to see. He said, we'll come back. Abraham believed God so much. He believed God so much that even after he believed that if even after he sacrificed his own son, God, I believe Abraham believed God so much to the point that God would raise his son back from the dead. And because he believed God, and because he trusted God, and because he had faith in God, that prompted him, that drove him to follow the will of God and the word of God in his life, to obey the word of God, and to do something that was unheard of, to do something that was extraordinary, to do something that God would take to demonstrate his redemption for mankind, and something that was going to sketch him out a spot in the hall of faith years down the road that we're still going to be talking about it even unto this day. Can I say tonight, and it was all this, it was all because Abraham believed God. Can I say this tonight, if ever there was a message we need to get a hold of in this day and hour, it is the message that just believe God. Just trust God. Just have faith in God. Because we're living in a world, in a time, in a society. I'm talking about people are panic. I mean, there's fear. There's discouragement. Turn your television on. You see all that's going on in the world today. I mean, you see the news. You see all the nonsense that's going on. And people say, what are we going to do? How is this going to happen? I mean, on and on and on. And people are fearful of what's going to happen. People are fearful of what's going to take place. People are fearful of the unknown. Amen. We just don't know how it's all going to happen. And there's fear, there's fret, there's all that that sets in. And people are looking for some hope. They're looking for something they can hang on to, something they can cling to. They're looking for that message and that hope that it's going to get better, that it's going to be all right, that it's going to be okay. But you hear me and hear me well, the message that the world needs to hear, it's not going to be found in the White House. Amen. It ain't going to be found in the schoolhouse. It'll not be found in all these other things of the world. But I'm going to tell you where the message that people need to hear in this day and hour, where they're going to find it. They're going to find it around some old saint of God. Amen. That's been walking with the Lord for many, many years. And they've been in the ups and they've been in the downs. And they can testify that through it all, God's been faithful. God's been there. And they can look at that younger generation and say, I know know it might not make sense. I know it don't seem logical. I know it don't add up. But I'm just going to believe God. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to follow God. I've done made up my mind. I've done purposed in my heart. I believe God. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to follow Him. Because when it's all said and done, I just believe God to the point that He's going to make everything all right. Abraham had faith in God. Can I say this to you tonight? I believe God to the point I believe God can do the impossible. Don't you? I really believe that. I believe God can do the unthinkable. I believe God can do what the world says can't be done. When the doctors say there's no hope, I still believe God. Come on, somebody. When the news reporter says there's no hope, I still believe God. When the weatherman says there ain't no hope, I still believe God. Amen. When my friends say there ain't no, I still believe God to the point I'm going to turn around and say, I'm going to go worship and we'll be back directly. Amen. Okay. Amen. Uh-huh. Abraham believed God. He trusted Him. And you better recognize, you better learn to trust God and believe God. But how do you get there? How do you arrive at that place? I'm going to give you my 3 points. Here they are. Y'all ready? Number one, I want to get there, don't you? I want to get to that point where I've got faith like Abraham, to the point that I say, all right, now listen, I would never. Ain't no way I'd snatch up on these boys. I'd like to say I've got that kind of faith, but I ain't going to lie. But how do you get there where you got that much faith in God? Number one, recognize what God has already done. If you won't get there where you say, I want the faith where I can trust God and believe God, you better, number one, you better learn to recognize what God's already done in your life. Now, I'm not saying I've got all the fine print and details of how it all went down and everything. All I know is, as Abraham, he told that bunch, he said, y'all stay here, me and the lad's going to go worship, and we'll come again. And so I don't know all that transpired in that, but I just kind of got an idea that from that moment forward, when Abraham and his son Isaac, the only son, the promised one, when they headed to that place of worship, and they headed to that place of sacrifice, don't you know there had to be some conversation going on? Well, what's the sacrifice, Daddy? Where's the lamb? Don't you know they had to be talking back and forth? And in the mind of Abraham, don't you know there was some games going on? What kept him on that track? What kept him on the trail to worship and sacrifice? I believe Abraham, if he was ever going to get to that place where he had that much faith in God, to trust God and to follow God, and don't you know in his mind along the way, when he thought about quitting, when he thought about turning around, when he thought about going back off that mountain in a different direction, I just believe that in the mind of the man of God, there was some recollection of what God has already done in his life. If I had somebody that knows the Lord in here tonight that can testify, there's been some hard days, there's been some dark days, and you've looked around and it looked like all hope was nearly gone, and you even was listening to some of the naysayers out there saying there ain't no hope, it ain't never going to happen, you're going to go down just like everybody else, but there was something in your mind about the time you thought about quitting, all of a sudden you started recollecting there was a reel that just started being played in your mind of the goodness of God all the way up to this point. And you got to being reminded of the fact that the only reason you're here, it's because of the goodness of God. You was reminded of the fact that when you was on the wayside begging, you wasn't nothing but a hell-bound sinner. I didn't even know right from wrong. But yet Jesus passed by your way. And had he not passed by your way, you'd still be lost and on your way to hell. And it was because of God and his faithfulness that you're here to this point, and you can go back time, and we could start tonight and we could go back and testify of the goodness of God and recognize all that God has done up to this point. And can I say this? If he's done it then, he can still do it now. Amen. He's a faithful God, and now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to continue on with him. even when it don't make sense. Why? Because I recognize what he's already done. Can I say this to you? God's already done enough for you and I to trust him and you and I to follow him all the days of our lives from this moment forward. You say, yeah, but we're living in 2024. It don't matter. He's already done enough. Recognize what he's already done. God's been good to us, ain't he? God's blessed us. Number two, not only recognize what he's already done, but could I say this? Recognize, number two, who he is. Recognize what he's already done, but then recognize who he is. You say, well, who is he? He's God. All right, he's Creator God. He's Holy God. He's the one, excuse me, who in the beginning spoke it and there it was. Amen. He's the one who says the earth is my footstool. He's got it all in his hand. He's God tonight. And your little old trouble, your little old problem in your life ain't nothing too hard for God. He can do it. We're looking at a lot of impossible situations today. No doubt some people are. And people are messed up, twisted up, don't know right from wrong, up from down. But God. But God. Don't just recognize what he already has done. Recognize who he is. Listen, we ain't serving some mamby-pamby God tonight. He ain't a genie in a bottle. He ain't a picture on a wall. He ain't just something we speak every now and then. No. He's God Almighty. And at any time, he can do anything because he's God. Just serve him. Recognize who he is. Lastly, and I'm done tonight, realize the best is yet to come. I believe Abraham, he went back in his mind and he remembered and gave recollection to what God had already done in his life. No doubt he understood and recognized who God was, but I do believe that Abraham realized that the best was still yet to come. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 13. I want you to hear what the Bible says. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to return, but now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. All right? Now it's talking about those who died in faith, looking forward, a better country. Isn't that what it says? The best is yet to come. Then notice the next verse and who he talks about. Y'all ready? By faith, Abraham. Talking about it, strangers and pilgrims seeking a better country, heavenly country, realizing that there's something far greater and better ahead. And the first one that's mentioned right after it, by faith, Abraham. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham believed God. He recognized what God had done in his life. He recognized who God was, but he also realized the best is yet to come, even when he didn't understand everything that was going on. Can I say this to you tonight? I don't understand everything. I don't have all the answers. I don't know why some people all of a sudden get a cough and they go to the doctor and the doctor looks at them and says, I got bad news, you got cancer. I don't understand that. I don't have all the details. I don't know all that. You say, boy, it's hard. It's hard to trust God during those times. It's hard to believe God. It's hard to follow God. It's hard at times. How do you get to that point where you can believe him? Can I say this for the child of God? There's a realization tonight that the best is yet to come. Listen, if this is all there was, the Bible says we are of all men most miserable. Yep. And it's been pretty good around here. Well, ain't it? Listen, this ain't even nothing compared to what's lying ahead.
Yes,
keep your eyes on the target, keep your eyes on the prize, and keep on going for Jesus.
Yeah.
And realizing that the best is yet to come.
Uh-huh.
Just go ahead and believe God. Just trust God. Just follow God. And have that kind of faith in the Lord. Where Abraham just says, I just believe him. I just believe him. I believe him tonight, don't you?
Yep.
I believe the best is yet to come for Freedom Baptist Church. I really do. I believe the best is yet to come for you and your family, for my home. I believe the best is, and you say, well, oh, preacher, you don't understand. I mean, this world's getting worse. I understand all that, and it don't make sense, and it don't mean make logic. It's not logical at times. I just recognize what God's already done in my life. I realize who He is, and I just understand, according to His Word, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
And I'm just going to believe God. I'm just going to believe God. If you're here tonight, that's good news. Just trust God. Just believe God. You know the rest of the story. He gets up there and he gets reared back. And I mean, he's going to do it. All of a sudden, that angel steps out and speaks to him. And long story short, God had already had a lamb.
Yep.
Over there in the thicket, it was already prepared. Can I say, God's already got it. God's already got it worked out for you tonight, friend. What is it we was talking about? I can't remember what preacher it was we was talking about that preacher preaching that message. As Abraham and Isaac was going up one side of the mountain, God had a lamb climbing the backside.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's already got it worked out, friend. Just trust Him. Just believe Him tonight. Recognize who He is. Remember what He's already done. And realize the best is yet to come. Father, I thank You for the Word of God tonight. Thank You for the message. Lord, I pray You'd help Your people tonight. Lord, there is some discouraging times. There is some hard times. There's some troubled times at hand. I know some of our people are struggling. I know some families tonight are struggling. I understand, Lord, that there's some facing things tonight that it don't make sense. There is no logic to it. We don't have all the answers, but God, by faith, we're just going to trust You. By faith, we believe You tonight. Lord, we look back in our lives and we recognize what You've already done up to this point. That's enough to go on and trust You and believe You. But not just that, we recognize who You are. Now and forever, You're God Almighty. There's none above. There's none greater. There's never been nobody before You. There'll be nobody after You. You are God and God alone. We recognize that tonight. We also understand the best is yet to come. Lord, I'm having a ball. Living for You now. But I realize this is just the dress rehearsal for the big show. What a day, what a time that's going to be when we see You face to face. I bless Your name tonight. Lord, help our people. If there's one here tonight that doesn't know You, I especially lift them up to You. Whatever the needs are, God, meet the needs. Stir within the hearts of Your people. May we do business with You. May we make the right choice tonight. And that choice and the right choice is to believe You, trust You, and follow You. I bless Your name. Glorify Thyself in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. We're